We understand money better than we understand energy. We know that we have to earn money and that it's best not to waste it. People who lack this simple clarity are always short of money and always have problems. It's the same with energy. We need to receive it and spend it wisely. But we seldom think of it like that. We accept that we happen to be here haphazardly. And after 70 or 80 years, we're gone. So we try to make the best of it. If we see the importance of energy for our life, we may become interested in how to earn it and how to spend it wisely. The first things we need to see are the areas in which we spend a lot of energy uselessly, without profit. That's where Brahma comes in. The wealth of vitality you feel after one Brahma sequence is a result of your essential aspect receiving support. Brahma is one whole. You can't really separate it into bodywork and philosophy. It's a whole package that makes you truly wealthy. If you work with any of the 9 principles during the day, you have much more energy. We receive energy from food, drink, air, and impressions. But our energy reservoir is determined by our posture toward life, our attitude, the way we think about life, the way we feel about it, the way we sense it, the way we perceive it. Brahma's purpose is to bring us to a new way of thinking, a new way of feeling, to a new posture toward life. This is a new type of education, not education by words and concepts. This is education by taste. Taste nurtures your being. And through your being, you can receive conscious energy, much finer than the energy you're used to. When you receive it, instead of thinking, you realize. Your realizations give you an inner organization. Look at how much energy you gain when you organize your desk. That's a fraction of what you gain when you organize your inner desk. When your posture toward life is organized, you come to harmony with yourself, with your surroundings, with all life, and with existence itself. When you have a lot of organized energy, you don't waste so much. Wasting comes from an imbalanced state. You can see how much money people spend when they're emotionally disturbed. Brahma gives you a new education that you can verify for yourself. In fact, it's the self-verification that educates you. You can't receive it mentally. You have to get Brahma in your body. When you get a taste of it in your body, then you really resonate with what you hear. Before that, you are not yourself. Your mind isn't your own mind. It's a conditioned mind, and you think and hear with it. Just as you can't put something in a room that's already filled up from floor to ceiling, you have to find an unconditioned part of yourself in order to receive knowledge that comes from an unconditioned source. Brahma bodywork and self-Brahma are important because they help your body become a vehicle that can receive conscious energy. Once you are able to receive conscious energy, you can receive more because you have something that recognizes and appreciates it. In the same way, receiving Brahma can give you tastes of the 9 principles. Then, when you hear about them, something in you knows what they are. They are no longer just attractive concepts.
Our mind by itself cannot be a source of understanding. Understanding is the union of sound knowledge and being.
Deeper understanding comes directly from your timeless nature. Your mind may receive it, but it can't hold on to it. So whenever you wish for truth, come back to your true nature, to the taste of existence. Why search for the truth you received half an hour ago? Right now, it's a new universe. Every moment is brand new. At the same time, if you connect to your body while your understanding is alive, you become more able to carry that understanding with you into your life in time. From either angle, you don't need to grasp anything. You only need to be present. You need self-verified knowledge, self-understanding, and self-actualization. All of these are like taste. You are the only person on this earth who can give a taste to yourself. But don't take this as discouraging news. The whole of existence supports you in this. The more present you are, the more you experience this support. Everything that exists is supporting you to become who you really are. And at the same time, you have to desire it. You have to wish it.